Is this on? Tuesday, May 25th, 2184. First recording. I am Dr. Clark, lead geneticist of Vault 24. Today I've been appointed as overseer to co-lead the project with another scientist. He's a genetic engineer from the surface. I hear he's a brilliant man with some eccentricities. But which intelligent men don't have quirks? They're probably just rumors anyway. Made it by the government to frighten the children. Typical propaganda. Task is to build the ultimate soldier. One with heightened senses, agility, cat-like reflexes. Templates we can use for mass production for the war efforts. It's not new from what I've read. Apparently it's just a project to reboot from a once classified operation. The email I received stated that we begin our experiments this following Monday. I must say the project is ambitious. Sounds quite interesting, though. Though I cannot say I'm hopeful for success. Interspecies gene splicing is remarkably complex, even for such simple organisms. It's not the splicing that's problematic, it's quite easily, actually, but creating a viable organism, near impossible. Would have been several orders of magnitude simpler to just work within the human genome. Why cats were chosen, I don't know. At least it was something that we somewhat share a recently common ancestor with. Still, this could take months of work. Years even. Possibly a decade or more. Or it will fail completely. Thursday, November 11th, 2184. It has been a difficult many months, but I think my efforts are starting to pay off. I have successfully reformed the feline genomic structure. The karyotype now contains 23 chromosome pairs. I just need to extend the genome by roughly 500 million base pairs, and then the hard work truly begins. My co-lead suggested we develop sperm cells with the reconstructed cat genome, use them to fertilize a modified human egg. I believe the suggestion to be too straightforward, but the simplest solution is sometimes the best. But I'm starting to think the rumors about him are true. He is an odd man. He said that if his hypothesis doesn't work, we can directly splice cat DNA into a live subject. And that test subject would be me. The way he smiled at me afterwards left me feeling uneasy. Did not seem like a joke or friendly banter. It was a promise. And a terrifying one. Monday, March 7th, 2185. I feel strange. Not bad or unhealthy. Just different, I guess. It's been a few weeks now, and the feline characteristics are growing at a tremendous rate. My tail lengthens at a rate of 1 centimeter per day, my ears 1 centimeter every 7 days, and my eyesight has never been better. It's not only physical characteristics that have changed me, but some behavioral ones as well. I've noticed some strong urges. I feel like I'm slowly losing myself. It's hard to describe. The urges have been primarily sexual so far, but there are a few that have been quite bizarre. Yesterday, for example, I pushed a full flask off the doctor's workstation. Such an embarrassing moment. Thankfully, it was only purified water. If it was something else, we could have had a real emergency on our hands. Could have had to evacuate the lab, or even worse, quarantine the West Wing. But that fucking flask, though, the way it was just sitting there, on the edge, annoyingly. I have no regrets. The damn glass deserved it. Thursday, November 11th, 2184. It has been a difficult many months, but I think my efforts are starting to pay off. I have successfully reformed the feline genomic structure. The karyotype now contains 23 chromosome pairs. I just need to extend the genome by roughly 500 million base pairs, and then the hard work truly begins. My co-lead suggested we develop sperm cells with the reconstructed cat genome, use them to fertilize a modified human egg. I believe the suggestion to be too straightforward, but the simplest solution is sometimes the best. But I'm starting to think the rumors about him are true. He is an odd man. He said that if his hypothesis doesn't work, we can directly splice cat DNA into a live subject. And that test subject would be me. The way he smiled at me afterwards left me feeling uneasy. Did not seem like a joke or friendly banter. It was a promise. And a terrifying one.
Doctor! Enough with the experiments. What more is there to do anyway? We're done. We're finished. You've transformed every woman in this vault already. We've all got the ears, and the cute tails, and the wet pussies. Doctor, please. I can't focus. God, you smell so good. And your arms look incredibly strong, too. Please, doctor, carry me to your bed. I just need to rub against you, to feel you. Hey, doctor, do you see that? There's a red dot on the floor. Got it! Hey, where'd you go? How'd it get over there? Got you this time. Huh? How? Doctor, are you teasing me again with that stupid laser? I told you to get rid of that thing. It's a dangerous technology. They're using it to spy on us. You a dirty commie, doctor? Only a communist would use that. And we're not communists. We're capitalists. We embrace freedom, democracy. And as proud Meowikins, it is our job to spread that. By force if necessary. Now give me that thing. Into the trash it goes. There. Now that that's settled. I'm hungry, doctor. I need my milk. And I need it now. I've been waiting all day for it, but you refuse to give it to me. So, I think I'm just gonna take it. So what if you're still working? Does it look like I care? I need this, so I'm gonna do it. Oh, doctor, your cock looks so yummy, and your balls look so full, too. Wow. Already leaking pre-cum already, huh? Your milk is extra yummy today, doctor. Oh, don't mind me, doctor. You have important experiments to do. Remember? Oh, am I distracting you with my sloppy sucking? I'm sorry. Oh God, I feel so hot. My pussy's on fire. Are you gonna fuck me, doctor? My little cat pussy needs to be stuffed too. Give me that milk, doctor, please. Give it to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, use my throat. Fuck my tiny mouth. Come on, doctor. Harder.
dripping with spit. Are you gonna come, doctor? Will you give me my milk? Please give it to me. Give me your warm, sticky milk. It should have done my throat. On the floor. Should I clean it up? I don't want you to slip. Yummy. Thank you for the milk, doctor. But one load isn't enough. I need another one. Not to eat, though. You know what I mean. Pick me up and take me to your bed. Yes, carry me. God, I love how strong you are. I feel so safe in your arms. No filthy Marxist could ever match your strength. Place me down on the soft sheets. You're so strong. It's so gentle, too. Come lay on top of me. Give me another load. Yeah, put my legs on your shoulders. What are you waiting for? Stick it in. Yes, doctor. Yeah. Give me that cock. Stretch out that little cat pussy. Oh my god, it's so fucking tight. Oh fuck, you feel so good. Please, just don't stop. Doctor, train my little cat cunt to take that cock, please. Please put it back in me. Please put it back in me. Fuck. Yes. I think I can do this. Yes, I can do this. I can take it. Fuck, it's really good. Please keep going, doctor. Please keep going. Just like this. Yes, this pace is perfect. Make me take that cock. Does my cat pussy feel good? It's so fucking wet, isn't it? It's so fucking tight, too. My human pussy just couldn't compare. Would a human leave that much sticky pussy cream on your cock? Of course not. Only a cat girl's creamy cunt could. Is that why you changed us all? Is that why all the women in this world are pretty cat girls now? You want a harem of cute cat girls, don't you? You want to pound our dripping wet holes too, isn't that right? We're all in heat. Every one of us is fucking feral for cock and cum. Doctor, we're just so fucking horny all the time. Since the day we changed, we've been fucking insatiable. Constantly begging for cum and milk and cock. We need more, doctor. We need more sticky milk to drink. More cum to fill our tiny little cunts. Please, doctor, I need you to cream pie my tight hole, please. I want it more than anything. I want you to breed me. I haven't said it before, but I think about it every day. I, Will you do that for me? Will you breed your favorite cat girl? We can make so many kittens together. And all you have to do is fill that sloppy pussy. I'm so fucking fertile. Oh, one cream pie is all it would take. One load and my cunt is yours. Oh my god. You're so fucking good. You're going even faster and deeper. Does the idea of breeding me excite you? Yeah. Does that mean you'll do it? Doctor, you're gonna come deep inside me, doctor, please. Oh, are you gonna come fucking deep? Yes, do it. Do it. Come inside me. Please fill up my little hole. Please make my tummy swell with your kittens. Please, doctor, please. You're a favorite cat girl. Come inside my wet cunt. Please, please, please come inside me. Please, 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 please. I can feel it. Your cock is twitching. Oh, you're filling me up. Oh, just the way I wanted it to. Balls deep. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, fuck that cum deeper, doctor. Stuff it into my little cunt. God, it feels so warm. Oh, do you hear that, doctor? Looks like some of the other cat girls heard what we were doing. Was I moaning that loud? Well, they sound absolutely feral. I think they want their turn now. This is what you wanted, remember? This is why you transformed us all. They need you. They need your milk. And I wouldn't keep them waiting either. You don't want an angry horde of cat girls to jump you, right? Go on, give those kitties what they need. Go have fun, doctor.